You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
We're in our 10th commandment. And we're talking about covet, what covet is. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male servant or his female servant, his ox or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. Kung isipin mo, no, pwede naman sabihin ni Lord, thou shall not covet or you shall not covet, period. Pero hindi. He went to the extent of actually elaborating your neighbor's house, your neighbor's wife, his male servant, his female servant. Why is that? I do believe it's found in 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles 28 verse 9 says there that God knows our hearts. Not only our hearts, He understands our plans. He understands what is inside our minds. Hindi lang alam niya yung nasa puso natin, alam niya nasa utak natin, alam niya kung anong pinaplano natin. He knows us too well. He knows us. He knows you and I. And He went to the extent, why? Because He knows that every one of this, tatamaan natin yan. Everyone is something that we would like to covet. Everyone, it's a something that would present an issue to our heart. But before we actually dive into it, we need to know what covet is. Ano ba ibig sabihin ng covet? Covet is misdirected or uncontrolled desire. Okay? Misdirected and uncontrolled desire. Ibig sabihin niyo to, di ba? Wait, first, desire is okay. Desire is not bad. Okay, even when you check the Bible, it said there that God would, di ba, you can pray and for God to grant the desires of our heart. Desire is good. Okay, Paul even said in his numerous letters to the Corinthians, he said there that you desire, so desire, or even King James Version, you so covet spiritual gifts. So it's okay. Desires are okay. But then again, if it's misdirected, ibig sabihin na misdirected, remember, first commandment is God. Only God, one God, no other. So ang focus natin is God alone. Misdirected means is that we're looking at God, but then something blurry is there in the middle. Nawawala yung focus natin. Hindi tayo makafocus kay God because nakafocus tayo to do sa desire natin. If that happens, that's coveting. If that happens, that can turn into sin. If that happens, we would then lose the sight of God. Okay? So desires are good. Generally, they're good. But when it is misdirected, if it's uncontrolled, now, problem comes in. Ano ibig sabihin ng uncontrolled? I have a story about Matchbox. You know about Matchbox, right? Dati wala pang Hot Wheels, eh. Matchbox lang talaga. Yung pinakasikat ng Matchbox. And I love collecting Matchbox. Okay? May rule kami ng parents ko, once a month, I could go to Good Earth Emporium. Do you know Good Earth Emporium? Sa Escolta. Di nyo alam yun? Okay, I'm... Taboni, you have to help me here. Kami lang nagkakaintindihan. There's a certain big store, wala pang SM noon, Good Earth Emporium. First Sunday of the month, we would go there after we go church in Santa Cruz and eat in Savory across. We would go to Good Earth Emporium to buy me a toy. And it's a Matchbox. I've been looking for so long for this Stingray, 1972 Stingray Red Matchbox. Very elusive. Hindi ko mahanap talaga. Then one time, I was invited to my cousin's place. And I went there, and lo and behold, the red Stingray Matchbox, he has it. Si Kuya Bongbong meron nun. Ako hindi ko mahanap. I played for it for 3 hours. He has so many toys around the room, pero yun lang ang hawak ko. Alam mo yun, di ba? After we've gone home, my mom received a call. It was my aunt. Sabi niya, Nene, check mo nga kay Larry, baka naiuwi niya yung Matchbox ni Bongbong. I don't know what happened, but that Matchbox found its way to my pocket. I don't know what happened. But really, it was there in my pocket. And when my mom asked me, Lari nakuha ito. No? Ano yun? Hindi ko alam yun, ha? Di ko nga nakita yun, eh. Dali tayo dyan. Even had to lie about it because of an uncontrolled, misdirected desire. Bata, 6-7 years old, we have that desire. Why? It's in our hearts. It's who we are. We have a corrupt heart. It's an issue of our heart. Covetousness is something that creeps in our heart. You won't even know if it's there. You know what? You can actually be a long-time Christian, follower of Jesus Christ, honoring God, making disciple, Victory Group leader to many, but then you would have that in your heart. It's possible. This is something that can present itself okay, but then it's inside your heart. It's a behavior. It's an attitude. It's a character. And Proverbs said, the soul of the wicked desires evil. His neighbor finds no mercy in his eyes. It's in us. It's integrated in us. What I love about the 10 series is that we see the commandments as God presented it to us. We now know that it's not just do's and don'ts. I'm going to present to you what the 10th commandment is. Kung your first commandment, it's about one God. Kung your fourth commandment, it's about God giving us rest. Kung yung fifth commandment, pinakita yung importance ng family. Kung yung ninth, last week, it's about the power of truth and how truth should be evident in our lives. The 10th commandment is telling us about contentment. Contentment. An issue of contentment. Not happiness. Okay? The world will tell you people are searching for happiness, for joy, for peace. But all along, ever since Adam and Eve were on earth, we have been looking for contentment. What is it that would make us content? Ano yung makakapagbigay sa atin ng true joy para malaman natin kontento tayo at masaya tayo? Joy, happiness is fleeting. But what contentment we're searching for is that perfect peace, perfect love God is giving to us. Contentment. King David. You know King David, right? King David is one of the wisest king. Chosen, handpicked by God when still he was young. But then, because of that issue of contentment, when he stayed in his palace and looked on the other end and saw their neighbor, nakita niya yung neighbor niya naliligo. Hindi ko alam paano niya nakitang naliligo. Pero naliligo. Something crept in his heart. And what? I gotta have that. He had everything. He had everything. He had even the Spirit of the Lord in him. But he disregarded everything for a person. For an affair that later on proved something that would really malign his life. And the Spirit of the Lord left him because of an issue of contentment. There then his son. We're going to be reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. And King Solomon wrote Ecclesiastes. Maganda dito, yung malaman natin kung anong context. Solomon is a great king. A very rich king. Powerful. But then he talked about money. He talked about satisfaction. He talked about contentment in a way that has never been told before. In Ecclesiastes 5:10, he says, he who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves wealth with his income. This also is vanity. He knew what he was saying. Why? Because he had a lot. Di ba? Baka sabihin mo, Pastor, mabilis niya sabihin yan, mayaman kasi siya. The issue here is not of your circumstance, whether you have plenty or you don't have plenty. Before you have plenty or after you have plenty, or before you when you were in lack or now that you are in lack, again, it points back to our heart. The condition of our heart. That's what he's saying here. Yesterday, I read an article that iPhone 7 is coming out. Guess what? After iPhone 7, a few months after, what will happen? iPhone 7S. Di ba? Pagtapos ng iPhone 7S, lalabas na naman yung iPhone 8. Si Dave dito, sinasabihan ako, binulungan pa ako, Samsung. You know, the battle is not actually with Android or Apple. What they're after, what they're battling for is our hearts. Yung covetous heart natin. Sometimes, minipresent, ito, inspect na ito, inspect na ito. No. It's not Android or Apple. They're after our hearts. But the problem is, will you give in? Why? Because as Solomon said it, we will never be satisfied. We gotta have more. We want more. Verse 11, when goods increase, they increase who ate them. And what advantage has their owner but to see them with his eyes? This is precisely my story. So oftentimes, especially before, when I wasn't a Christian yet, I would go home with lots of stuff and say, why did I buy this in the first place? I don't know. Not only that, this was before, is I would buy it and I won't have the money to pay for it. But then, quote unquote, I wasn't a Christian, praise God, there was plastic surgery. Or plastic before. May credit card, so swipe ka lang, swipe. Tapos magpe-pray ka, Lord, pag dumating yung bill, bago mabuksan, Lord, sana hindi marami yung bill ko. Hello? Sana inisip natin yun nung tinyards natin. Misdirected. Uncontrolled. An issue of the heart. I remember what Dave Ramsey said. We buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people that we don't like. So why do we do that? We choose to do that. Yes, it's easy to say it's us. It's the corrupt heart. Yes, that's true. But then we choose to do it. We have a choice. Why do we do it? In the States, one of the I read yesterday in an article. There was a company now in the States that rents out stuff. Okay, and you've seen. They would rent out luxury watches for people. Example, a watch that would cost $6,000, you can rent it for a month for $600. So you can wear it. You can get to feel wear it. And not only that, they even rent out cars. You can drive a car that you cannot, siguro whole lifetime mo hindi mo kayang bilhin, pero for 1 month, you can ride that car. You can buy expensive suits. You can rent expensive suits. So that when you go to a meeting, you can impress people on a date. And then you return it. What's actually sick about that company is that you can actually even rent a partner. Kung feeling nyo, gusto nyo, medyo model-model yung itsura ng partner nyo, you can rent a date for the day. For the night. Why? Because we want to impress people. We want to make or present a facade of who we are or actually of who we are not. It's an issue of the heart. I remember my house used to be so infested with termites. You know termites, right? Anay. And you would see the planks, the wood planks of our stair. Pwedeng in the morning, you walk it, it's perfectly okay. But at night, when you turn on the lights, you'll see small holes. And one time, I tried poking my finger. Dire-diretso yung daliri ko sa loob. Wala na pala, wala nang laman. Full of termites. That can actually be the situation that we are in now. I'm including myself also. That's why we need to examine who we are inside. And no one can do that except for God. If I can only put x-ray on each chair to check your condition, I can't. But we have to. We have to come to God. We have to come clean. We have to come as dirty as we are and show to God and say, Lord, search me. Make me new. Am I hiding stuff? Am I rotten inside? What's creeping in inside? Sweet is the sleep of a laborer, Solomon said, whether he eats little or much, but the full stomach of the rich will not let him sleep. You know laborers, di ba? Alam mo yung mga laborers, lalo na manual laborers, pag natulog yan, pag kumain yan, tsaka natulog yan, sarap ng pahinga yan. But then, Solomon is saying here, if you toiled for yourself, if you toiled in vain, you will never get sleep. Even if you work hard and work hard, but then it's misdirected, it's inward. The thing with coveting anything, it's inward focus. Again, the idolatry is to oneself. It's us. Kasi gusto ko impress sarili ko. Pwedeng impress yung iba, pero hindi. Because you're presenting yourself, it's your idolatry presented to others. So even at rest, you cannot rest. I remember when I wasn't Christian yet, I wasn't even, parang labas pasok lang ako sa simbahan. When I didn't know God yet, I remember when I was handling a business before, that my dreaded time is Sunday night. Okay? Ngayon, every Sunday, pagdating ko sa bahay, kasi sa pagod ko, di ba, 2 services, meeting people, tulog ako hanggang 11 or 12 in the morning. Kaya hahatid ko yung mga anak ko sa school. It's amazing. I'm like a zombie driving the car in the morning, driving them to school. But babalik ako sa bahay, tulog kagad ako. But before, Sunday nights, it's my dreaded time. I can't even sleep. I try to close my eyes. I can't sleep. Why? Because I knew that in the morning, I would go back to the office. Creditors would call me up. Yung mga pinagkautangan ko, oh, ano to? Malalaman ko kung pagkano yung kailangan kong habulin. Ano may hahabulin mo yan sa banko? Habulin mo, one after another, hahabulin mo. Pipray ka, napapunan mo. Ba't di ka nagpray nung gumagastos ka? Diba? But that day, okay, pwedeng nung Sunday morning, that weekend, I will be with my family. I mean, going out, shopping, eating, as if there's nothing wrong. I'm not just talking about material things here. Even relationships. Sometimes we're stuck with a sin. It's because of our own idolatry. Because of that covetous heart. Because we want more. God has blessed us with a relationship, with a wife, with a husband, that we covet others. We would prance around and present ourselves to others. It goes back to our hearts. Even students, I'm talking to you as well. When you look at your seatmate and see that you don't have stuff, and then you go back to your parents and say, "Mom, Dad, you have to buy me this." Why? Because my seatmate has. Talks about our heart. Would it give you peace? Peace and contentment is only from the Lord. Happiness doesn't bring contentment. A grateful heart brings contentment. The society that we live in right now presents us and would like to give us happiness, joy. Happiness is in you. Happiness is in the palm of your hand. You can work for happiness. Happiness is here, joy is here. But all of those are fleeting. Solomon is saying, it's fleeting. It's like you're chasing after the wind. You can never catch it. Contentment is being grateful of all circumstances. Any circumstances. You know that we're called the human race. Diba? Ang tawag sa atin, human race. But then, right now, as human, we are in a race. And the thing is, when we look at people around us, akala natin nakikipagkarerehan yung mga tao around us. Offices, schools, diba? Sometimes when you see your social media, uy! Si Tart, kain tayo sa ano? Bakit? Si ano kumain dun, no? Diba, punta tayo ng Japan. Bakit? Kasi si ano pumunta sa Japan. But are you in the race? What race are you in? Now, sometimes I see this when going through counseling, going through discipleship. When I became a Christian, Chinky would tell me that people are like in a hamster wheel. Alam mo yung hamster wheel, di ba? Tapos sa loob ka, takbo ka lang ng takbo. Akala mo nakakapag-carry-rahan ka. Kasi tumitingin ka sa side mo, may nakita ka umiikot rin siya. Pero wala namang humahabol sa iyo eh. You're all alone. Nobody's even chasing you. But then again, the society would present that there's a race. You need it. There's now is the time. What you have is not enough. There's no satisfaction. You have to have more. You have to gain more. Why? Because you don't have it. Pagtingin mo sa kabila, oh, it's good. We're working. It's good. We're trying to attain position in the offices. You're working hard. You're striving. It's good. But then what is it for? Is it inward? Remember, God would bless all the works of our hands. Yes. But there's a purpose. He wants us to be a channel of blessing. He wants us to impart, give, and be generous with others. If it's all inward, then it's misdirected. If there's a blurry line now because you lose focus on God. Hindi mo na siya makita. Yung desire ko na lang mag-achieve, desire ko na lang ma-promote, desire ko na lang mag-honor. Pag nawala si God, it's misdirected. It's still covetousness. Parents, I want to talk to you as well. Our kids are looking at us. We are modeling. We are imparting to them. It's good. The value of hard work, teach them. Value of competition, especially for men, for boys, they need to see competition. But when you're trampling on other people just to get ahead, that is not good. We have to have that ministry of reconciliation. We need to know that we have brothers with us in this walk. In a recent survey, 2013 survey, advertising is around a $500 billion industry around the world. $500 billion. Ito yung ano lang ah, declared. Ano ibig sabihin ng declared? Because some are not declared. Look at your social media. Madami advertisement doon, pero it's undeclared. But still, we are actually eating at the palm of their hand. That's why when you see a television, nakita mo, perfect naman TV mo eh. Gumagana naman. Di ba? Gumagana naman. Naalala ko yung motto ng daddy ko eh. Huwag mo palitan kung gumagana. Gumagana naman eh. TV mo, tignan mo. Hindi, masyado maliit na. Bakit? Kasi may pumuntahan akong bahay. Yung TV niya 50 inches. Sa akin, 42 lang. Wow, 8 inches. LED. LED naman yung sayo. Sa kanya, smart TV. Eh, meron bago ngayon. Super smart LED TV with retina display. May kasama pang ref sa likod. Gusto nyo, di ba? We're eating at the palm of their hands. Since this is the condition of the heart, what do we need to watch out for? In Luke 12, verse 15 said, Jesus said to them, take care and be on your guard against all covetousness. All. When the 10th commandment said about your neighbor's house, neighbor's wife, male servant, female servant, possession, all of the misdirected desires. We need to learn about contentment. If you want to learn about contentment, look for Paul in the Bible. Paul knew contentment. Paul used to be part of the hierarchy. He was rich. He had authority. He was powerful. Then he gave his life to God and everything shambled down. But then he did not lose sight of true contentment. In Philippians 4, verse 11 says, not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. It's not in a situation. Pastor, nasasabi mo yan kasi may kotse ka. Eh ako, wala akong sasakyan, nagko-commute ako. It's not about that circumstance. It's not about whether you have it or you're in that dilemma. No, it's not. It's about the condition of the heart. Learn how to be content. Paul was imprisoned 3 times. Paul was shipwrecked. Paul was flogged. Paul was almost left to dead. He knew how to be in plenty. He knew and he learned contentment, especially when in time of need. John Piper said it so well when he said, when contentment in God decreases, covetousness for gain increases. That means if we're so focused on God, maybe now, it's starting ka pa lang, you're seeking God, you knew God, now you know God, you're all the more you're reading His Word, studying His Word, and now that you know God, the more and more less of your covetousness. Kung dati, when you started here, gusto mo, hinahag mo pa lahat ng material things, slowly you would lose grip. Slowly you would lose grip on material things that you thought were making you happy. You thought were actually completing you. No, you're already complete. Yun yung pinuprove kanina, yun yung sinasabi kanina, yun yung nire-remind kanina ng communion. After the crucifixion of Jesus, after the resurrection, you are complete. Not anyone, not relationship. That's why you have to let go of relationships. If you're coveting one relationship after another, it's not for you. Singles, I'm talking to you now. It's not for you. Enjoy the time and the season that you are in. So the more that you need to understand, love God, search God, para you would lose more of that grip on covetousness of things of the world. As I said earlier, ever since man existed, we're looking for the secret of contentment. But before we dive into it, before I actually spill the bean on ano ba talaga yung secret ng contentment, we need to learn true contentment, the facts on contentment. We need to learn how to value it. First, relationships are more valuable than things. Material things, they would go away. Let's say iPhone, they would go. Car, after, alam niyo naman yung kotse, di ba? Bagong-bagong kotse, paglabas ng kasa, 30% devalued na kagad. 30%. It's not a brand new car anymore. Maski may amoy bago pa, alam niyo amoy ng bagong kotse, di ba? Dati nakaka-addict yun eh. Pag gusto ko umamoy ng bagong kotse, yeah, mukha kong aso pag pumunta ako sa mga car shop before. Amoy ko lang. may ibang amoy na. You can actually go to, this is off topic, I don't even know how I got there. But you can go to a car accessory shop, meron siyang spray, new car spray, na scent. But even if the scent is there, once it's get driven out of the shop, it's already old. But relationships, they stay with you. Relationship is something that you would nurture and it would grow. Sasa ngayon, it would be something that's so valuable. In Ecclesiastes 4, verse 8, one person who has no other, either son or brother, yet there is no end to his toil, and his eyes are never satisfied with riches, so that he never asks, for whom am I toiling and depriving myself of pleasure? This is also in vanity and an unhappy business. Who are you toiling for? What are you toiling for? It's good that you're toiling for your family. But then again, is that joy that's coming out is something for your family? Or you are being now, being you feel like being used. And now you're toiling and you don't know what you're toiling for. I remember even for relationships. There was a time before when I wasn't a Christian that I was, in short, buying relationships. I would actually treat people to buffet, barkada, 8-10 of us, we would eat buffet, and I would just treat them. Why? Because I'm trying to buy relationships. Because I knew all along that things can get old, but not relationships. But then again, relationships that you bought, relationships that are bought for a reason, they won't last long. Nalala ko dati, sabi ko, after pinakain ko sila, wala pang ano nun, wala pang cellphone nun. Beeper pa yun. Alam mo yung beeper? Pager. Pagtapos ko pinakain, sabi ko, grabe to, hindi man lang nag-ano sa akin, nag-text, nag-thank you. Wala man lang beep. Wala man lang akong message because I was longing for relationships. I was trying to find relationships, trying to buy relationships. What are you toiling for? Godliness is more valuable than things. Being godly, being holy. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, not even the clothes that we wear, and we cannot take anything out of the world, but if we could have food, clothing, with this, we will be content. God is like saying here that I will give you what you need. I will supply for all you need. I will provide for you for what you need. Remember, that's all we should be asking for, to be content, what we need. Because you can't take them, you can't take every, you can't take it to heaven. Your Prada bag, di ba? Maski isama mo yan sa kabaong mo, di mo madadala sa heaven yan. Last night, I was in a wake, and in Chinese traditions, I would see this often. In the ground floor, there was actually a big room where outside they would have a big facade light. It's made out of paper. Okay, it's made out to look like a big house, like a mansion. Nang gagawin nila dito pag namatay, susunugin nila to. Pag once the coffin get buried, they will burn this. Para daw meron siyang mansion sa heaven. It's true. Okay? Baka iba sa inyo mag-stock na sa mga ano, you know, funeraria. It's true, it's scary because when I would peek on those houses, they would actually have pictures. And I was wondering, why do they have pictures? Ah, para meron silang mga ano doon, servant pag nasa heaven. Wow, ah. They would even have cars na may picture rin yung car na yan. Kasi para daw may driver siya. Some would even put airplanes na may passport. It's like, oh, okay, may passport na ngayon sa heaven. Parang kailangan mo na lang visa. But you can't take it to heaven. Whatever you gained, you would leave it here. Whatever you gained in the physical, you can't bring it to heaven. But not righteousness that Christ has given us and assured us. That's why godliness is more valuable. Godliness, service to God, inching people to God, is more important. Once you get to heaven, they'll ask not about your bank account. It's not about your bank account. It's not about your trophies. It's not about your plaques. But it's God would ask you, have you proven to be my son and my daughter? Rightfully. Have you lived a righteous life? God's presence is more valuable than things. This I found the hard way. But then again, God's timing is always perfect. I would like to end this service a little early today. Why? Because I want each one of us to realize that coming to church is not just coming, alam mo yun, labas pasok, and then take a seat, sit down. There has to be a response. And in God's presence is always here. God's presence is always with you. But the response should be made every time that He's with us. There has to be that response. In Hebrews 13 verse 5 said, keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have. For He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Are we looking for true contentment? What's the secret of true contentment? It's knowing that God's presence will never leave you. Knowing that God's presence, whatever your circumstances, whatever your situation is, high, low, whether you were a sinner and you're trying to make your things yourself now available to be used by God, God's presence, that's true contentment. That's the secret of contentment. Let's end with what Paul said in Philippians 4 verse 12. I know how to be brought low and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstances, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Secret of contentment is in Jesus Christ. It's no secret at all. You know what happens here is that because we have discontent because we operate in fear. We operate in fear. This is both biblical and this is my experience. Fear of lack. Fear of humiliation. Fear of people judging you. Fear of not knowing who your true provider is. There is that fear. But because of Jesus Christ, because we are saved by grace, because we have now been made new, because now we have a relationship. We should dwell in that relationship. We have nurtured that relationship, enjoy that relationship, put a proper foundation in that relationship that has made us new. Now, contentment brings peace, brings joy. Relationship in Jesus Christ. I remember in Matthew 6 verse 31, when the disciples went to their very first outreach event, they were hurrying back to Jesus, and they asked, and they were ready to report to Jesus and tell them all the stories that they gathered. But then Jesus said, stop, let's go to a different place, a solitude place, and be in rest. God has an invitation now to all of us. Can I ask everybody to stand up? God is actually inviting us to stop how we're dwelling in this human race that is so tiring. God is actually, His invitation has been there all along. Make this now your altar. What do I mean? An altar is not just an edifice or a facade. An altar is where you actually meet God. Let today, July 24, 2016, 4:15 p.m., that place where you are, be an altar. Where you say, Lord, I want a relationship with you. I need to focus on you again. I need my misdirected desires to be gone. And I want to covet you alone. If you're starting to covet God, you won't covet anything else. We started to seeking, loving God, not knowing Him. You would enjoy peace. You won't enjoy peace with that millions. Maybe now for a while. You won't enjoy peace without those billions, even if you don't have it now, if God is not there. God has to be there and front, center, focused. You're hanging on to Him and you're, kahit ano mangyari, kahit mawala yung millions, you should not lose a grip on Him. With all heads bowed and eyes closed, why don't you make this your altar? Ask God. God, search me. God, expose who I really am. In your own way, in your own quiet way, whether you're young, old, married, single, God is talking to you. My son and my daughter, you have to release this. If it's blocking a direct access to me, as His word said, it is not from me. Let go. Father, I lift up my brothers and my sisters. Lord, thank you, Lord God, Lord, that it is only in the fear of the Lord that leads to life, in nothing else. Father, I pray, Lord, that in faith we would let go, but in faith we would know that it's not about chariots, it's not about gold, it's about trusting God. Lord, even pray, Lord, for those who are in need, especially in debt. Lord, that it's not their circumstance, Father, that is holding them down. But Father, I pray, Lord, that you would release them from this bandage. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, for spiritual awakening to happen in them. Lord, even pray, Lord God, if there are cords that has to be broken, Lord God, break it right now. Cut them loose. Lord, I pray, Lord, for bandages, Lord God, to be let loose. Only you can loosen these chains. Only you can set us free. Freedom is in you, Father. Lord, we ask this, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for that cross. Thank you, Lord, that cross, that when Jesus rose from that cross, it gives us hope now. That hope that is eternal, Father. Lord, cleanse us. Give us a new heart, Father.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcast.